listener production.
Hello, Adam Hemmings with your news briefing. An aged care worker is facing four charges over the indecent or sexual assaults of residents. Police allege the offences occurred in July last year and this month at facilities in Perth's north and east. The 56-year-old is accused of assaulting three women aged 71, 84 and 93. The Prime Minister admits the national economy is vulnerable, with inflation higher than expected. It's gone up to 7.8% in the year to the December quarter, its highest level since 1990. Experts say it now increases the chances of an interest rate hike next month. But Anthony Albanese has told Sky there are still a number of positives.
Our employment and jobs, too, that the sort of measures that were put in place that will make a difference, taking pressure off family budgets.
West Coast won't be rushing Rhett Bazo's return following the death of his mother. Police say their inquiries are ongoing into Saturday night's boating tragedy in Mantra. Eagles coach Adam Simpson says they're supporting the 19-year-old and his teammates.
We'll play a bit of a scratch match today and we'll keep moving forward, but understand that the sensitivity around it all is with our players as well and his mates.
A woman's faced court charged with unlawful assault causing death, with the case to be heard again next month. It follows a fight on Monday in the Perth CBD that claimed the life of a 50-year-old woman. New Zealand's new Prime Minister has been officially sworn in. Chris Hipkins has formally taken over from Jacinda Ardern. In sport, tickets are now on sale for the Big Bash quarterfinal to be played this Saturday between the Perth Scorchers and Sydney Sixers at Optus Stadium. Scorchers opener Cameron Bancroft says he loves to play against their arch rivals.
Yeah, we obviously have some good rivalry, some good battles. It'll be good fun, good challenge to, you know, get out there and play against them on the weekend. Been playing some good cricket lately, so yeah, we're going to have to be on top of our game.